If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Okay, what were polite terms that you used for that when you were growing up?
Expecting.
Do you use that now too? Mm-hmm. Was there anything else?
I tell you, when I was young, it wasn't talked about much. Like it is today.
Are there any joking ways of talking about a person being pregnant? Like, you look like you swallowed a watermelon seed?
Yes.
Anything else like that? If you don't have a doctor deliver a baby, the woman who might come and deliver it would be called what?
Midwife.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
looks like his father.
If a woman has looked after 3 children until they're grown up, you say she has
raised them.
A child who's born to an unmarried woman is called what? Y'all just didn't talk about it.
Illegitimate. Illegitimate child.
Did you call it anything else? Did you refer to it as a bastard?
Well, when I was growing up, I did, and I never mm-hmm. heard the word until I don't reckon until I was grown. But now then, it would be mm-hmm. referred to as.
Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
A child that's lost both its father and mother is called an
orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its
guardian.
If you have lots of cousins, nephews, and nieces around, you say, the town is full of my
relatives.
Would you use another word?
Kinfolks.
Okay. Would you call your mother and your father and your own children your kinfolks? Instead of saying kinfolks, you call them your what?
Family. Mm-hmm. Or
but you would never refer to them as kinfolks. They have to be cousins or aunts and uncles. Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but actually, we're not
kin.
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
The name of George Washington's wife.
Martha.
In the song, you might not know this, we'll try. Wait till the sun shines. Have you heard that? How was
Nelly?
The nickname for a little boy named William beginning with a B.
Bill.
The first book of the New Testament.
Matthew.
How would you pronounce this?
Ms. Cooper.
A preacher that's not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, preaches on Sunday here and there, makes his living doing something else. If he isn't very good at preaching, you call him what kind of preacher? Okay. Say a carpenter would not be a very good carpenter. You might hire him to build a chicken coop or something like that that wasn't really important. You'd say he's what kind of carpenter? Did you ever use the term jackleg?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did jackleg mean, what I described mm-hmm. to you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you call a preacher a jackleg preacher? Did you ever use that? Could you use the term with a lawyer, or a teacher, a governor, or a doctor, or would it just be with something like a carpenter?
Is that a carpenter, I think.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
My aunt.